Good morning. This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. In a court case that reads like a late-night police blotter, Charles Bruce Hiltz II has admitted guilt in Huron County Circuit Court. Hiltz, already on a felony probation for a third OWI, was caught with a 12-gauge hunting gun during a Nighthawk operation back in January of this year. He pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm and violating his probation. The stakes are high. Hiltz faces up to 7.5 years for the gun charge, plus potentially another 5 years for breaching his probation. All his seized firearms are now forfeited, and the court has set sentencing for May 11th, where the full weight of his actions will be determined. In a courtroom drama playing out in circuit court, Samantha Lane Cusino is now facing a pivotal moment. Charged with felony embezzlement, a crime carrying up to 5 years in prison, Cusino has entered a no-contest plea. But here's the twist. It's all part of a high-stakes gamble. The prosecution has offered 1 year delay of sentence. If Cusino successfully completes all terms, including full restitution, her felony conviction could be reduced to an attempt, slashing her maximum prison time. Failed to meet those conditions, however, and she faces full weight of the original felony charge. The court has meticulously laid out the terms, ensuring Cusino understands gravity of her decision and the rights she's waiving. The factual basis for the charge? An incident report from the Bad Axe Police Department. Now the countdown begins. Sentencing is set for May 18th. Before then, a pre-sentence investigation will be conducted and critical deadlines loom for legal filings. Cusino's future hinges on her ability to meet the terms of this conditional deal. It's a binary risk. Succeed, and her sentence softens. Falter, and the full felony consequences await. We'll be watching this one closely to see how it unfolds. And construction's underway on a new facility for TAT, Thumb Area Transit, near Bad Axe. A project official say will support the agency's growing operations and transportation services across the region. TAT Director Ken Jimkoski said work on the long-term project is progressing as expected. He says the project is going very well. The new facility is being built in Verona Township, just outside Bad Axe, where Whitlam Street and Bushland Roads come together. Site development began in January, and the project's currently in the early stages of construction. Officials expect the facility to be completed by March of next year. The project carries a total cost of approximately $32 million, which includes purchase of the land for the new site. Funding for the facility has been secured entirely through state and federal grants, according to TAT officials. Thumb Area Transit previously received a $10 million grant through Michigan's Intermodal Capital Investment Grant Program, which is administered by the Michigan Department of Transportation and the Michigan Infrastructure Office. Jimkoski said the remaining $22 million needed for the project was also obtained through state and federal funding resources. Once the new facility is complete, the Huron Transit Corporation plans to sell TAT's current property located at Bad Axe and East Soper Roads in the city. The transit agency has experienced steady growth in recent years, expanding both its services and vehicle fleet. Officials say the current facilities become too small to meet its operational needs. In 2025, TAT provided roughly 430,000 rides, according to Jimkoski. The agency currently employs about 60 staff members. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor for a look at more news.
This is Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Every morning, before the sun comes up, our ovens are already going. The mixers are running, the dough is rising, and the whole place smells like home. We bake fresh every single day. Breads, donuts, cookies, pastries, and all the classics you grew up with. If you stop in early, you'll catch the racks coming out warm, and there's nothing better than that first bite of something made from scratch with real high-quality ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast for the office, picking up a dozen donuts for the kids, or just treating yourself to a hot coffee and sweet roll, we're here for you. So swing by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. We're up early, we're baking fresh while you sleep, and we'd love to see you. Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily.
And we're back with more news. The United States has launched a new scam center strike force to dismantle transnational cybercrime rings, particularly those operating in Southeast Asia. This initiative follows the seizure of $15 billion in Bitcoin, the largest forfeiture in U.S. history, linked to major online fraud operations. Officials stated the center will coordinate between the FBI and international partners to freeze assets more rapidly. The goal is to stem financial losses that exceed $10 billion last year, protecting both the economy and individual retirees from predatory schemes. And naval tensions in the Strait of Hormuz have led back to a bottleneck for global energy transport, with dozens of vessels awaiting currently safe passage. U.S. officials have called on international partners to deploy warships to maintain open shipping lanes as regional frictions escalate. China has called for restraint and declined to participate in the proposed international naval mission, preferring diplomatic mediation. Meanwhile, companies like India have reported that some tankers have successfully reached their ports, though many remain in a holding pattern. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.